Today's Best Hits, 96.3 WDVD, Blaine and Allison. It's time for Therapy Thursday with Dr. Steve. But before we get into the Therapy Thursday part, let's just pay tribute to Dr. Steve because he's going on a big trip tonight.
He is. I'm so jealous.
Where's he going, Allison?
Africa.
Yep.
And then he's to a Toto concert.
Yep. This is pretty cool, man.
This is so cool.
This is very cool.
He's going to Kenya, where our president's from.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
You get to meet Obama's parents.
I think his birth certificate's sitting over there. Right?
Well, that's great, man. I hope you have a wonderful time.
Yeah, I'll bring you home a lion, giraffe, something like that.
Please do.
Yeah, I'll just run out and grab one.
Just grab one, throw it in your carry-on, and that'll be awesome. Okay, Therapy Thursday. Dr. Steve is a psychologist. He's an author. We get emails from people all the time. They want a little help from Dr. Steve. We read the email. We give our opinion. Maybe you chime in, too. And then we hear what Dr. Steve, an actual psychologist, would do.
Yeah. Dear Blaine and Allison, a few months ago, I planned a big holiday outing for my immediate and extended family. This included making restaurant reservations and purchasing tickets for everyone to the attraction we visited afterwards. On the day of the event, members of my extended family brought an additional 5 people with them. I told my aunt that I would have appreciated a heads up, but did not have the opportunity to speak with the others. She replied to me that everyone had a good time, so it all turned out good, and added, "And that's all that matters anyway." I agree that we ended up having a good time, but it still bugs me that they were so presumptuous in assuming that it was okay to bring additional people without letting me know. My sister suggests that I get over it and go with the flow. She says in quotes.
Go with the flow.
But I'm always being told what to do. When do people who choose not to follow proper social protocol get called out on what they are doing wrong? Should I say something when this happens or should I just look the other way? It feels wrong to say nothing, but I doubt my comments would be taken as acceptable. Thanks, Becky.
So she wants to know if she should say something.
Say something.
Always.
Yes. I was hoping that someone would
want
to.
Be the social protocol police.
Yeah.
I need backup anyway. I can't do it myself.
I do think you get to say something.
Yeah, always.
I think you do.
Wait, always.
Always say something.
Say something.
I think you do. In this case, yeah, you do. You went through a lot of hard work.
Yeah.
You planned a big outing and all that kind of stuff. 5 extra people, that's a big deal. 1 extra person, maybe I don't say anything. But when there's 5 extra people, you can bet your sweet bippy I'm going to
say something
right there on the spot.
Yeah.
And probably make everyone uncomfortable because that's how I roll.
And listen, I want to enact an edict here. I'm tired of this let it go stuff.
Wait.
Never let it go.
Wait a second, though.
Everybody's
Allison?
Like, let it go. Don't let it go. You go to the wall on that, and you make people pay for inconveniencing you.
Are you guys really doing this?
Yeah, this is how we really feel.
Yeah, we're going to use songs for the whole Therapy Thursday.
People went to psychology school. Real advice and real input, and you guys just find it as, you know, segue to songs.
Well, yeah, and we have Africa waiting, too, just for your trip, so there's that. Okay, let's just get to your take on this, because I honestly, when I read this email the first time, I was like, I don't know. I know that this is one of those,
Yeah, there's a trick in
there's
here.
There's a trick, so let's just hear it. Give us our Christmas present early.
Well, I always start with this. Hey, do you guys want to come to Africa with me?
Oh,
no.
Yes.
The rest of the people, they won't care. We'll just bring you along.
Oh, my God, that would freak them
See,
out.
See, it's okay now, right, if you guys just came along?
Oh, actually, it is when it's us.
Yeah, it's different.
It's right, okay. Right.
And we'll sing Toto songs the whole time.
Oh, yeah, they might. You might not come back. So, to me, there's 2 questions here. One is this wrong for the family member to do this?
To bring 5 extra people.
And 2 is, should we do anything about it?
Okay.
Right.
Okay. And I don't think there's any doubt. You know, most of us will say that this is wrong.
Mm-hmm.
But the thing is, lots of people do this. I have a brother who does it all the time. He schedules a family reunion, and then when we all are flying there, he says, oh, and I invited my neighbors and their family to come. And you're like, well, what is going on?
Yeah.
But it's a boundary issue. So, of course, it feels terrible. It feels like a violation. We take it personally. Like,
yeah.
I tried to do this, and why are you having other people invade our thing? But you don't really have to react that way either. You could choose not to.
Hmm.
You know, one of the problems is when we react personally like this, we begin to make it about us.
Right.
And it's tough for me because I agree with what she's saying. I mean, it's wrong.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But, which it brings to my second point, but is it something we're going to go to the mat about?
Okay.
And you always have to decide that, because if the rest of the family isn't going to go there, then you're the lone
ranger.
Right. The lone ranger out there pointing the finger. And, you know,
Now you kind of look like the odd one out, because you're the only one who's screaming from the mountaintop.
Right. And sometimes we have to decide between what's right or what we think is right and what's really worth fighting about. And I don't know that this one is, because I wouldn't want her to go if she doesn't have the support to be out there making all these comments and having everybody say, but it's all family and we're all just getting along. Why are you such a pain? You know, because, but it's about expectations.
Right.
And what we have to do is make it be about expectations. So she could go and say, hey, I would say to the family, hey, I'm fine either way. I know that's a lie, but I don't want to be the cop. No one likes the family cop.
Right.
But you can go in and say, hey, what rules do we want to have here? When we have something like this, I'm just trying to decide what we all want to decide together.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And then we can all, now, the family might say, hey, the more the merrier, and we got to live with it. But at least you know the expectations.
Right.
Then.
So set some ground rules up.
Set the ground rules up, mm-hmm. but don't do it by, this is wrong, let's fix it.
Right.
Do it by, you know, you can lead it rather than critique it.
Right.
Just set it up. Let's decide all the time. We always have to make family rules, because everyone assumes the rules, but they're different for everybody.
Right. And that way you probably, you get more flies with honey than vinegar.
That's
so true.
Then they're more receptive to following them, because you weren't like, and another thing, which is, you know, my approach.
Because I was just going to say, isn't that like number one on your playlist?
Yeah, I'm all about that.
And another thing. Right. Well, listen, have a great time in Africa.
Yes. Yep.
And thank you very much for an awesome year. You're awesome. You're amazing. And thank God you put up with us.
Yes.
Really.
This is material for my next book.
My Life with a Morning Show. It's 96.3 WDVD.
Blaine and Allison in the morning. 96.3 WDVD.